Blog Talk Radio.
I got a story to tell tonight. Welcome to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I would like to have a moment of silence for Mrs. Kobe Bryant, now a widow, and her family, as well as the other seven family who are also grieving for the loss of their loved ones. Let's have a few minutes of moment of silence. Thank you. This is a sad moment and a tragedy, but I have some comments. We all love Kobe Bryant, but do we ever react like this for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Do we give man the glory or God the glory? How much do we give God? How much love do we give God every day? Just some food for the thought. I will now begin. I got to tell a story. And that story is coming from a widow's touch. The book that 26 widows wrote about their loving husband, True Stories of Encouragement and Healing. The editor of this book was amazing in the way that she was able to title each story. And I want to read some of those stories, the titles, and then I'll go into that story I want to tell tonight. What am I doing? First, the president of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, she wrote about, what am I doing with widows? Yes, she was not a widow. She was married, and that was a question that she asked. What am I doing with widows? There were stories like titles, taking his clothes out of the closet. He was comical and loved to tell jokes. I know God's power. Sleeping alone after the death of my husband. I felt his spirit in the room. My protector is gone. The fire, death, and rebuilding our home. 50-plus years of protection. This can't be love. Reflection with answered questions. Love in black and white. I could not face the world. Life after. I was forced to take charge. A good Samaritan kill. Courage and wisdom. He was never sick. He was tall, starky, and handsome. Three enemies that I wasn't expecting to come along on the ride. Moan and move on. I learned how to manage my life. The Lord brought me through. My traveling buddy is gone. He was warned that his liver would fail. And last, my name is Victory. These were titles of the 26 stories that is in The Widow's Touch. And now I would like to share my story. Some of you may not have bought the book as of yet, but there are many stories that, and I'm sure those titles that I read was related to, feel some of those titles and knowing that something was related to what you may have went through, things that you thought about. But I want to read my story in detail. The title of my story was God Prepared Me for the Storm. And this book was written in November of 2016. So some of the things are what I will be reading. It was there before the last 3 years. It was there before in 2016. As of today, I have watched 9,125 days go by where the sun has risen, and those same days the sun has softly set. I have been a widow, and now I have been a widow for 28 years. I am not just living, but I'm striving. My life is not just good, it's great. It's all because God prepared me for the storm that came when my husband, Alfania Hollis, died, leaving me with a 4-year-old daughter and a 10-month-old son. I didn't understand God's plan at the time. He took my best friend. However, looking back over the many years and days, I can clearly see that God put a strategic plan in Al's head and heart as he started his life as a husband and a father. I know it had to be God. Al was a good husband, father, lover, friend, and good neighbor. His dedication to his family was obvious to everyone. In Al's own way, he made sure that we were going to be all right in his absence. I know it had to be God because Al and I did not discuss the many things he prepared for the storm. For example, Al increased his life insurance policy we had on him. He loved making our lawn the most beautiful on the block. He found time to work part-time jobs while working full-time as a firefighter. He zealously built up his Social Security earnings for us all without saying a word to me. Al loved shopping at big box stores like Walmart and Home Depot. He often purchased household items in bulk. It was months after his passing before I had to go shopping. The first Christmas and 6 months after Al died, I went into the closet, his closet, to begin gathering things to give away. I found a bag of brand new toys he had bought for the kids. Instantly, I was taken away. All I could do was sit there alone and cried, wishing that he was still here. I saw his obedience to God's voice as he did so many warm things for us prior to his departure. I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. This is another story I'm getting ready to tell. Another reason my life is better than good is that God prepared me several years before I met Al for the storm as well. I was going through a tough emotional time that driven by a heartbreaking experience. I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown, but God kept me. Yes, he kept me from falling apart. God sent a special angel to me that read books with me that encouraged and motivated me to move on. My assigned angel helped me inhale several scriptures whenever I felt I was weak and the enemy tried to attack my mind. Scriptures like, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalms 23:27-31. These scriptures were my protection from the enemy to keep me from losing my mind. It was a long journey getting through the storm challenges, but I made it. Thanks to the village of people sent to me and the kids, my family received words of encouragement from so many people. My neighbor cut my grass for 2 months. My girlfriends from New York, Atlanta, and surrounding areas were always there for me. I never realized how many caring, faithful, and loyal friends I had until the storm hit. Church members never skipped a beat, sharing words of wisdom every weekend. Most of all, God continued to let me know that he was there and he would never leave me nor forsake me. Even with my strong belief, I questioned God about how I was going to pay the mortgage and keep the lights on. 2 weeks after my husband's death, I went to pick up his last paycheck. In true astonishment, I looked in the envelope and there laid a $7,000 check. The check was a combination of his last two paychecks and unused vacation and work days. Al never took a day off from work for any reason. There was not only a sign and answer. This was not only a sign and answer from God. It was another one of Al's merciful ways of caring for his family. 25 years later, God, and it's really more than 25, it's now 28, God continues to walk this journey with me and my children. He continues to answer my questions as he gave proof along the way. In Deuteronomy 31:8, in the NIV version, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. As I continued to go through the journey of grief and raising my children, God sent friends, family, neighbors, church members to help me and my children. I can't leave out the coaches, the barber, who was a great mentor for my son. It was a real village that God sent to rescue me and supply me with all that I lacked during moving through the storm. On a bright Sunday morning, the storm knocked at my door. At 7:30 a.m. that Sunday morning, there was a loud knock at the door. My life changed that morning. My husband for 6 years had a massive heart attack at work. Al was a great firefighter, and he worked there for 24 and a half years. Standing at the front door was several firemen from Al's fire station. I knew something was wrong. The firemen had a look on their faces that when you see it, you would have known that something was not good. The words, "Mrs. Hollis, we have bad news." That made my heart stop beating. My eyes watered up, and when I heard the firemen say Al had been taken to the hospital, he had a heart attack. I struggled to get dressed and get my kids out of bed and dressed. Finally, one of the firemen said, "Can you call someone that can help you with the children?" I called my girlfriend, Jerry. Within minutes, she arrived. She calmed me down, helped me dress, get dressed and get the kids together. But she said, "Go and see about Al." She pushed me out of the door and assured me that my children would be fine. During all of this, I was thinking that Al was okay. As I walked to the hospital entrance, my heart started pounding. It seemed like every fireman from the nearby station were there for Al. They cleared a pathway as I entered the hospital. I knew then that Al was gone. My first thought was, why would God let this happen to a great man like Al? Yes, I questioned God. I needed answer right then. However, God showed me over the first 6 months after we buried Al why he was called home. Later, I realized that I was asking God's question after the storm hit. Question like, why did my husband die? Why was I left to raise two young babies by myself? God chose to answer every question after the storm settled and when he knew I was ready to hear and take his goodwill. Shortly after Al passing, I found myself frequently meeting widows. It was amazing through the job, neighborhood, friends, and my church. Women would be in conversation and say, "I am a widow." And I would respond, "So am I." Once again, I asked God, why do I keep bumping into all of these new widows? He came and answered me in the middle, clear as the morning sun. I heard him whispering in my ear, not once, but several times, "Mary, you had to become a widow to effectively encourage other widows." God has given me peace. I moved through these thoughts as I felt a special widow's touch. Now I felt protected and safe as I watch my children and my grandchildren live a godly life. He has supplied us with our needs. Yes, there were tough times and the roads were not always straight, but he has given me the strength and courage to persevere. I love my Heavenly Father so much, and I'm so happy that I know him. Even while I am still learning more about him at this time in my life. Yes, I received the answer I was seeking, and I have accepted my calling to support widow women. This coming September will be 17 years. We clearly define a purpose to encourage widows as they going through the grieving process. Launching our ministry, Sheila and I launched our ministry as I now am now proud and eager of being the director and also a biblical counselor for widowed women. I gracefully accepted my banking job throughout my career. However, my widow's ministry by far is more rewarding than all I have done throughout my work life. Today, as I transcribe this book, that was 3 years ago, my daughter, Alexia, is 30. She's now 33 and is married to Johnny, my wonderful son-in-law. I now have two precious grandchildren, Josiah and Journey. Journey is 4 and Josiah is 7. Now, Alexia earned her bachelor's degree in journalism and her master's degree in early childhood education from Georgia State University. She now has a third degree as an instructional technology specialist. My son, Alan, is now 29 years old. He also graduated from Georgia State University in computer science. He received a computer science degree. And his first job, full-time job, was with Macy's as a software developer in Atlanta. He now lives in L.A. This is not in the book, but I'm bringing you up to date. He now lives in L.A. with his new wife, and he is a network developer for a large company there in L.A. Even though my life as a widow was full and challenging, God has blessed me with two beautiful children. The following courses prepared me for the role as director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I have a certification in biblical counseling titled Caring for God's People, God's Way. I also have a certification in leadership and that I facilitate at the Greater Piney Grove, and it is a part of the Worldwide Discipleship Association. And the name of that curriculum is Restoring Your Heart. My Heavenly Father has been a father to the fatherless. I thank God every day for helping me understand how to survive and move through the storm. Sometimes you have to lose to win and the game of life. Be strong in the Lord, stand in His word, and be encouraged. He will never leave you nor forsake you. May God be the glory. I will always remember these two scripture, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that who are called according to His purpose. That is the good in that scripture. Romans 8:28. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's Joshua 1:9. And finally, after working 40 years in the banking industry, I have completely transitioned out of the corporate, yes, definitely out of the corporate world, into a lifetime commitment to work full-time doing God's will, encouraging, supporting, helping and healing widows. That is my story. I felt compelled to talk about that story. We talk about different things. We talk about other people issues. Some of you have never heard my story. But you can hear more stories of this kind in a Widow's Touch. So you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and purchase this book. It's only $15. It's $14.99, you'll see, but I just rounded off by $15. Yes, we have written a second book, too. But this book will encourage you as you journey through your grief. These stories will be similar to some of the feelings that you're having, some of the feelings that you have gone through or whatever. You will connect with one of these stories in this book. You will be encouraged by it. God had us to put together this book for you to be encouraged. And you can tell others who are recently widowed women that they can also be encouraged by these stories to help them through what they're going through. So I just felt compelled by the Holy Spirit to read my story in detail if you not have heard it, or refreshing your memory on the story when you first read it. I am have been very blessed. I know that God has been with me and my children. I have been, you know, it hasn't been always, like I say, a straight and narrow a road. Things have not always been good, but most of it has. And he's shown me that. He will never leave me. He will provide for me and my children. He has done just that. And he'll do the same thing for you. I know sometimes it might not seem this way, but just knowing that, he prepares us for the storm, and he will walk through every step of the way with us. It is now 10:27. I do have an announcement that I want to be before the show is over, but I just hope that you enjoyed my story. And that was my title. I had a story to tell. The announcement is we are having a Valentine extravaganza, February the 16th. That's a Sunday, from 3 to 5 p.m. at my home. The details and everything, it's a surprise. You come dressed in red, and that's all you need to do. Come dressed in red. And just come and enjoy yourself and be pampered. Also, we have now put together a cruise for the next chapter of Widows Ministry. We normally go in the month of June, but we decided to do something different. We are going in the month of November. The first week in November, we're going for a four-day cruise on the Royal Caribbean. Yes, we're going to the Bahamas. I know many of you have gone to the Bahamas, but Royal Caribbean is such a nice ship. And what we're going to do, we are going to do an excursion trip to Atlantis Resort. We're going to a private island also that Royal Caribbean has. It's called the Perfect Bay. And like I said, it's a four-day, and the price is very reasonable. Sheila is going to be preparing a flyer for us, so I'll get that flyer to you. But the main thing that I want to mention, that the first deposit is a small deposit, which is $50. It has to be, we need that deposit by February 10th to hold your space, your room, reserve your room. So I will be sending by email, I have most of your emails, and telephone number. I'll get back to you once Sheila put together the flyer, which she's going to be doing that in a few days, and we'll get the detailed information. But keep in mind that deadline for the first deposit is going to be November 10th. Come in and join us. You can also invite friends, family, or anyone on our trip. male, female, no children allowed. And I hope that you will be a part of our cruise this year. And that is all I have, as we are out of time. Thank you so much for calling in. Be blessed and be prayerful. Pray for each other and tell each other, you know, your family members, that you love them. Let's not, time is near and you never know the next day that you're going to be here. Love on each other, and if you're mad with a family member or friend, call them up and ask them for forgiveness. Don't go leave this place, because God asks us to forgive, and he says forgive 77 times 7. And really, you might only have to forgive one time by calling that one person that you have had argument with, feelings with. Clear those things up. Life is short. Love on each other and be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
What you say? God is leaning in my direction. So prophesy, I said, he may live. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
In my
direction. Ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a